This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly lawmakers raise alarms over key issues, call for urgent relief package for drought-hit farmers. China begins rebuilding Nepal-China friendship bridge in Rasuagadi, washed away by flash flood on July 8. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli honours four literary figures, presents B.P. Koirala National Award for contributions to literature. And WHO warns alarming levels of malnutrition in Gaza as airdrops resume. Now, the news in detail. National Assembly lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to several pressing issues with a strong focus on the severe drought affecting the Tarai Madhes region. In yesterday's meeting, lawmakers called for immediate relief packages, warning that simply declaring eight districts as drought hit is not enough. The lawmakers also urged the government to ensure the timely supply of the fertilizers and seed and to develop resilient infrastructure to tackle climate change impacts and cautioned that the ongoing drought could severely impact the nation's GDP. In addition, MPs demanded transparency from ministers by making their property details public and called for a probe into the sudden removal of the cooling off period in the Federal Civil Service Bill. They also voiced concerns over the credibility of state institutions, urging the chief commissioner of the CIAA to respond to the special court's remarks on the Nepal Airlines procurement probe. Meanwhile, the National Assembly unanimously agreed to send the Tourism Bill 2081 BS to the Legislation Management Committee for a clause-wise discussion. The next meeting of the Upper House is scheduled for July 30th. China has begun reconstruction of the Nepal-China friendship bridge in Rasuagadi, Rasua district, which was severely damaged by July 8 flood in the Lende River. The 100-meter-long, 10-meter-wide bridge is vital for cross-border trade and movement. According to Rasua's chief district officer Arjun Paudil, the Chinese side has started building a bailey bridge as part of the first phase. Ground leveling is already underway and the bridge is expected to be completed by mid-September. Cross-border movement between the two countries has been halted since the disaster. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has honoured four prominent literary figures with the B.P. Koirala National Award 2081. At a ceremony in Balwatar yesterday, Nayan Singh Kadayat, Meena Subba, Bairagi Kaila and Bhuvan Dhungana Koirala each received a cash prize of 100,000 rupees. The award was presented in recognition of their contributions to Nepali literature. Speaking at the event, Prime Minister Oli said the award was established to honour B.P. Koirala, both a political and literary leader who prioritised national interest and inspired unity across political lines. In a separate meeting, Prime Minister Oli held discussions with representatives from Surya Binayak Municipality, the National Sports Council and the All Nepal Football Association regarding the construction of a stadium in Bhaktapur's Surya Binayak area. Surya Binayak Mayor Basudev Thapa informed that the Prime Minister that about 25 acres of land in Jagate could be allocated for the project. National Sports Council Member Secretary Tankalal Gising and ANFA President Pankaj Bikram Nembang also participated in the discussion. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has directed officials to develop immediate relief programs for drought-affected Tarai Madhes province. Madhes province. The directive came during an emergency meeting at the ministry yesterday following the government's declaration of Madhes as a crisis-ridden zone. Minister Khadka stressed the need to address water supply and irrigation issues within 15 days and urged authorities to bypass lengthy paperwork and procurement hurdles to ensure timely support across all 8 districts affected. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has reported that nearly 79% of the paddy seedlings transplantation has been completed across the country as of yesterday. This is a decrease compared to last year's 92.6% completion during the same period. The ministry notes that transplantation is still ongoing in some areas with delays caused by unfavorable weather conditions, including excessive rainfall, droughts, and natural disasters. Officials also warn that a 10% change in rice production can impact the nation's GDP by approximately 1%, highlighting the importance of timely and successful paddy cultivation. The Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has sought suggestions from media experts on the proposed Media Council Bill. At a meeting yesterday, Dr. Mahendra Bisht, chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, who is also a former president of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, recommended retaining the name Media Council as originally proposed instead of Mass Communication Council as amended by the National Assembly. He also emphasized equal priority for broadcast and print media and suggested including members from both houses of parliament in the council. Chief Commissioner of the National Information Commission, Dr. Suresh Acharya, said the council should not have a majority of journalists given its monitoring role. Senior journalist Taranath Dahal stressed the need for clear definitions of journalist and media outlets in the bill. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Bhagwati Nyupane has called on public institutions to deliver transparent and hassle-free services. Speaking at a meeting with government office chiefs in Tanahu yesterday, Minister Nyupane emphasized improving service quality for the public. She also informed that the Federal Civil Service Bill is expected to be passed in the current House session, promising to address many demands of civil servants once implemented. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Gimire, left for Geneva, Switzerland yesterday evening to attend the 6th World Conference of Speakers of Parliament from July 29 to 31st. The event, jointly organized by the Inter-Parliamentary Union and the United Nations, gathers parliamentary leaders worldwide. Speaker Gimire is leading a 3-member delegation, will deliver a keynote address and hold bilateral talks with leaders from the UK, Switzerland, Bhutan and others. He is expected to return home on August 3rd. The Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, has clarified that there is no load shedding in Chitwan. NEA Executive Director Hitendra Dev Sakya told reporters in Kathmandu yesterday that the recent power outage was due to maintenance work, not load shedding. He added that the electricity supply will be shut down for 2 days to replace old conductors and upgrade the substation in Chitwan. Now, on to an international news update. The World Health Organization has warned that malnutrition in Gaza has reached alarming and dangerous levels as aid airdrops have resumed. Jordan and the UAE delivered aid after Israel declared a daily 10-hour tactical pause in fighting to allow humanitarian corridors. However, Hamas criticized the move as a public relations effort, calling it whitewashing its image before the world. The UN's World Food Programme reports that 1/3 of Gaza's 2 million people go days without food, with a quarter facing famine-like conditions. Over 100 deaths from malnutrition have been reported recently, alongside hundreds killed while trying to access limited food distribution points. Since the conflict began on October 7, 2023, following a Hamas attack on southern Israel, more than 59,000 people have died in Gaza, according to its Hamas-run health ministry. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim provinces, along with a few areas in the Tarai region. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon low pressure trough is situated in its average position in the western parts of the country, while it is situated slightly north of its average position in the eastern part of the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 21 to 23 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. National Assembly lawmakers raise alarms over key issues, call for urgent relief package for drought-hit farmers. China begins rebuilding Nepal-China friendship bridge in Rasuagari, washed away by flash flood on July 8. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli honours four literary figures, presents B.P. Koirala National Award for her contributions to literature. And WHO warns alarming levels of malnutrition in Gaza as aid airdrops resume. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.